This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Most of us think of the gut as, you know, this messy mix of food, bacteria, and whatever we ate for lunch. But deep inside that soup, scientists have just uncovered something even stranger. Well, are they troublemakers, tiny helpers, or perhaps something in between?
Dr. Vincent Ho, the gut doctor on Joy Drive.
Good afternoon, Dr. Vincent Ho.
Hi, Warren.
Now, for those of us hearing this for the first time, what have scientists actually discovered inside the human gut?
Well, this is amazing research that was led by a group from Monash University and also another colleague from the Hudson Institute of Medical Research. So what they found was that there were some viruses, and these are viruses that actually affect bacteria. So when we think of the microbiome, Warren, we think of, you know, bacteria, we think of lots of parasites and so on, but what we don't often think about are viruses inside bacteria. And what this team found was that there are a lot of these viruses that affect bacteria. We call them bacteriophages. So they're basically viruses that love living inside bacteria, and they can often destroy bad bacteria. So you can imagine that this could be very helpful for treating bad gut bacteria. And it means that certain gut diseases, like inflammatory bowel disease, where there's often bad bacteria, this may be a useful strategy. And so this team found that altogether, they found there were many, many, many different types of these bacteriophages within the human gut. And it was actually pretty incredible. They found that certain types of foods would trigger off these viruses.
What are the, I was going to ask you, you know, we're used to talking about good bacteria and bad bacteria, but I think where do these viruses fit into that picture? So potentially they're good viruses. I mean, we often think viruses are terrible, but these are good ones.
Yeah. So look, the viruses can be very useful if they can kill off bad bacteria. So for example, we know that if you've got something like Salmonella in your gut, that's not a good type of bacteria. Can often cause, you know, gastroenteritis. Campylobacter, again, not a good type of bacteria. But imagine if you had viruses that could kill off those types of bacteria. And what this research found was that there were a whole range of these different viruses that affect gut bacteria, and that certain types of foods would trigger it. For example, they found stevia. You know, the stevia that we use for as a sugar substitute. Yeah, they found that was actually an activator of many of these bacteriophages, these viruses within gut bacteria.
So should we be going down to the supermarket and buying stevia and having it in our food? Where are we at in terms of the research? And I mean, we don't want to activate something that potentially could be, you know, not needed at the time or might do some damage.
Exactly. And that's a really good point. It's a really good point. So, you know, there's a lot of controversy, I think, in some ways about artificial sweeteners. Some people think that they're, you know, not so good. Others feel that there's a benefit in them, obviously by avoiding sugar. We know that overall, there doesn't seem to be that much of a change when it comes to the use of stevia for someone's gut microbiome. So in other words, if you were to have stevia in your diet, it doesn't change your gut microbiome that much as such. However, what hasn't been looked at is whether the stevia itself, if we use it in a more targeted way, might trigger off some of these viruses to kill off certain types of bacteria. So it might not change your overall gut microbiome, but maybe it may affect certain types of bacteria in your gut. And that's where I think there's a lot more research that needs to be done.
Dr. Vincent Ho, if let's say these we could supplement these bacteriophages, do you think potentially down the track there could be bacteriophage treatments where you add these to someone's gut and it targets an outbreak of a particular bacteria? Do you see that happening?
I definitely see that happening. I think I can see that is really helpful for certain gut conditions like inflammatory bowel disease. So, you know, where there's inflammation and there's a different type of bacteria that's more common in inflammatory bowel disease, I can see how that could definitely be useful. We know that it's actually been used as as human treatment, because back almost a decade ago in 2017, Warren, there was one patient who had a very bad infection. Their pancreas was basically very almost just destroyed by this very necrotizing sort of inflammation. Right. And they were getting all these antibiotics. This is the United States. They're getting all these antibiotics. They weren't getting any better. The patient went to a coma. And then the scientists actually administered a type of bacteriophage, which was designed against one of the bacteria that he was getting sick from, and it actually worked. And you know, the patient actually got out of the coma and recovered. Mind you, it was quite a prolonged course of recovery, but they responded. And I think that just shows you that there is a lot of potential here for the use of these viruses. I mean, this really could be, as you mentioned in your introduction, a game changer.
I could be drawing a long bow here, so please ground me if I'm not. Could we be looking at a potential, alternative to resistant antibiotics, for example, or bacteria that's resistant to antibiotics, and we just give them these?
Absolutely. Bacteria. Absolutely. That case that I mentioned in 2017, that patient had a type of multi-drug resistant bacteria. So this type of bacteria it's called Acinetobacter baumannii, and had received all this treatment with antibiotics and wasn't getting better. And that's why his health was declining and he went into a coma. So they had to look at alternatives. And so that's when the bacteriophage was actually helpful here in combating that particular bacteria that was very resistant to antibiotics and led to a good clinical response. So yes, you're quite correct that this could be a type of treatment, we think, for multi-drug resistant bacteria.
That's so exciting. We're chatting with the gut doctor, Dr. Vincent Ho from Western Sydney University, about the discovery of hundreds of new gut viruses and what it might mean for our health. Dr. Vincent Ho, for someone who listening who might have gut issues that they live with, like, you know, irritable bowel or celiac diseases, chronic bloating, etc., what would you say to them in terms of giving them hope that potentially there could be something down the track that could treat this?
Yeah, so look, I think that we can be very hopeful because we're learning more about these types of viruses, and because of new ways to modify these viruses, there are new techniques that scientists are using. One is called CRISPR, which is a type of genetic engineering of these sorts of viruses that may offer ways to tailor these viruses to target specific types of bacteria. So it might be that one day in the future, let's say if you've got bad IBS, and we can say that IBS is due to, let's say, a particular type of bacteria, mm-hmm. It could be that we could engineer these viruses to specifically target that bacteria and just that bacteria alone, which is causing you issues, and it may then lead to positive health benefits. So that, I think, is the future that we're looking towards.
It's hard to put a timeline, I understand that, but are we talking sort of multiples of tens of years, or, you know, within the next 10 years that we could see some sort of treatment? What would be your gut feel, pardon the pun?
Yeah, my gut feeling. I would say to you, Warren, if it wasn't for, look, normally this sort of stuff would take, you know, could take decades. Mm. But I think one of the advantages of artificial intelligence and AI sort of technologies is that we can actually use that kind of technology to really accelerate the development of these types of very tailor-made bacteriophages, because AI has amazing computational power and the ability to be able to recognize and to even replicate a lot of these proteins, at least in design phase. So I think I'm hopeful that we might be able to see something come out of this within the next decade. So within a decade, I'd say in 10 years' time, I'm hopeful about that.
What an amazing time to be in medicine, Dr. Vincent Ho.
This is the best time right now, Warren. It's super exciting. We are in a golden age right now.
It is fantastic. And we're so thankful that we get to chat with you and you can bring us up to speed on what's been happening. I like these new things, bacteriophages. We like that word, Dr. Vincent Ho.
It's an absolute pleasure, Warren.
Thank you so much for joining us. Dr. Vincent Ho from Western Sydney University. Don't forget, you can check out his website or Instagram.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.